wear those little thumbs of yours out. And I don't have any money to buy any new thumbs. Why don't you turn down that medieval mayhem?
Ah, that's much better.
Woo.
Hello, son.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Hi, Grandpa Huxtable.
Hello there.
You all ready to babysit?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, everything's going to be easy for you. Sandra and Elvin took the twins with them. And these two, anytime you want to feed Miss Thing over here, you just unplug both of them and send him home.
Russell. Hi. We better get going, Cliff. We're going to be late for the community center now. Yes. I have a legal clinic. I have to be on time, and I know that you don't want to miss a moment of For Men Only.
There you go.
For Men Only, Cliff, and you didn't invite me?
Well, Dad, this is a class for teenage men.
I'm sorry. See, Theo came to me and he said, Dad, I'd like you to go down to one of the community centers there and teach this class. And, you know, my son. So they said, well, this one will be for men only. And it's going pretty well. It's my second one. And this works out all right. I might even, you know, just take it on the road. Get a bus, you know. Dr. Cliff Huxtable for men only. You know, and if I get enough out of this, I might take you as a roadie.
Exactly. What kind of knowledge is your husband passing on to these young people?
He won't tell me.
Well, that's because it's for men only. Don't you understand? But I will tell you. See, what I'm doing is I'm talking to these boys about careers, you see. And I'm giving them all kinds of ideas about how to get jobs.
And you think you should be teaching that, Cliff? None of your children have jobs.
And yours do, Claire? Well, really, I just think that you are absolutely jealous, and I hope that you do not talk to those young men the way that you're talking to me now and ridiculing me in front of my father.
Claire can't say anything about you that I don't already know.
Thank you, my father. In this box contains the key to job success.
What is in this box? Cliff, that is Olivia's Love My Dolly.
That's okay. He can borrow it.
What I'm starting out with here is the way we come into the world with no fear. You understand? And that's what I want to deliver to the boys. There's no fear. All you have to do is get what is rightfully yours, the way you come in. You see? You understand that? Well, if you don't understand it, then you have a defeatist attitude.
It's a great message, honey, but that is the sorriest symbol I've ever seen.
It is not a sorry symbol. This is a great symbol. This is the way you come in. Look at the innocence of it. It has no fear. You say, go get it. It'll crawl to it. It'll do it. They'll understand it because they will not have a defeatist attitude. You see? And if you didn't have such a defeatist attitude, I might let you sit in the back of my class.
I might enjoy that, but it's for men only.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a mustache. A tutelure.
So, either of you young people hungry?
No.
Thirsty?
No.
Alive?
Man, I got things to do. I don't need to be here.
Yes, you do. It's mandatory if you want to play in the basketball league.
Yeah, right. Just last week, the good doctor told us about etiquette. Like, I'm gonna use etiquette on the basketball court.
Well, personally, I learned a lot.
What did you learn?
Well, now I know how to make proper introductions.
For what? You don't know nobody.
He's right. Dr. Huxtable's tips helped me through awkward social situations just last week.
How?
I went to my history teacher. And I said, excuse me, sir, but the news of this pop quiz has come as quite a shock to me. Might I impose on your graciousness for a deferment?
Did he go for it?
In a way. He said, how handsomely phrased, Herman. Now sharpen your pencil. I felt felt better about myself. Thank you very much.
Okay, gentlemen, it's time. I see you guys learned something about etiquette last week. I'm impressed. Well, I would like to reintroduce our guest, Dr. Huxtable, for the second week of our seminar for men only.
What's up?
I have a question.
Already?
Yeah, if this quote-unquote seminar is for men only, then why is Ms. Filomeno still here?
Well, Ms. Filomeno...
I can answer that one. Ben, since Ms. Filomeno got the grant for the use of this facility and the basketball uniforms, the equipment, and the summer camp, Ms. Filomeno thought that it would be right for her to be at this class, which she could have called For Men Only and Ms. Filomeno. I'll leave them in your hands, okay?
Thank you. Gentlemen. Gentlemen. All right. Any questions,
Dr. Huxtable?
Yes.
I have to take issue with you on an etiquette matter.
All right.
Well, according to your teachings, when going down the stairs, the man should precede the woman.
Absolutely. What we're talking about is etiquette. You go first. If the woman stumbles, you are there to break her fall.
Okay. That's fine in theory, sir. Yeah. But suppose the woman weighs 240 pounds. I mean, don't you think etiquette would tell her to go first? There's no sense in taking both of us out.
In this particular case, Abe, I think that I have to agree with you. And if you ever find somebody that large, put them on the elevator.
What's in the box?
I'm glad you asked. Gentlemen, in this box is the key to your success. In this box, gentlemen, I tell you now, is the core, the root, and the center to your careers. Gentlemen.
That's a baby.
Exactly.
It's not my baby.
It's not my baby.
And we know it's not Dan's baby. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. This is the old scam. I mean, we come here thinking we're getting job advice, but instead we're getting the old birth control lecture.
No, that is not what this is. This is a symbol, gentlemen.
Man, we're tired of hearing about all of this. We hear this in school, in church, and on those PBS specials. Man, you don't watch PBS. I watched that one special called Inner City Male Youth. For the love of God, run for your life.
They keep calling us the lost generation. But I'm not lost. Are you lost?
Man, I'm not lost. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. And I'm tired of being blamed for everything.
I hear they're now starting to blame us for the greenhouse effect.
And if a whale is missing, we stole it.
If you all are finished, then I will continue. This is about careers.
Well, why did you bring the baby here?
It has nothing to do with the baby.
So then what'd you bring the baby in here for?
Here's a glass of milk.
Not now, thanks.
Oh, all right, you two. I've had enough.
I want to learn that game.
Okay, you can have my control.
Good. Now, what am I supposed to do?
Press A to move faster, B to go backwards.
C to jump up, and D to fire the flaming ball of death.
Ooh, that seems reasonable.
Now, where am I?
You're the winged prince in the corner.
Oh, you mean that well-muscled lad?
Yeah.
Now, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to go to the tree and get the gold acorns.
And throw them at the giant squirrel.
Well, I got the acorns. Where's the squirrel?
He'll show up. You have to put them in your satchel.
Well, I don't have a satchel.
You have to get it from under the rock.
No, get the chalice. You need it for power.
But he needs the satchel. He has to put the chalice in the satchel anyway.
He did the chalice first and put the acorns in the chalice.
There's no time.
Oh, there's a giant squirrel.
what do we do?
No.
I didn't realize you'd have these games. I brought another game we can all play.
Okay, load it up.
Well, this one doesn't need a TV.
Oh, it's a pocket game like Game Guy.
I love Game Guy.
No, it's not a Game Guy. It's actually a game that's been played by millions of people from Beijing to Brooklyn and all the Huxtables.
Wow. Well, what is it?
It's, well, clear the table. It's called Pick Up Sticks.
Where's the rest of it?
Well, there isn't no more. That's it.
That's it? There's no batteries or anything? What kind of game is this?
We don't need any batteries.
No batteries?
Well, how do you play?
Well, you drop the colorful sticks just as I've done just right now. And then you try to pick them up with your fingers.
Come on. Where's the real game?
This is it. Now, the object is not to move any of the other sticks or you lose your turn. The one with the most sticks at the end wins. You want to try?
I don't think so.
No, thank you. We're better with our thumbs.
Well, then, you'll love tiddlywinks.
Timblyfinks? What's wrong with him?
Well, whatever it is, win fast so we can get back to the real game.
All right, the baby's going into the box. We are not worried about the baby anymore. We are now talking about other issues of responsibility.
I'll take responsibility for myself, Dr. Huxtable, but I'm tired of taking the blame for everything bad that happens.
Yeah, that's right. People think of us as negative statistics. They think half of us in prison and the other half of us are making babies.
And frankly, I'm not doing either one.
We know that, Dad.
Hey, look. All I know is I'm just trying to make it.
Make what? The only thing you've made is two babies.
What? What? Who made what?
Me, Dr. Huxtable, I made two babies. But I'm not like those guys on the PBS special, okay? I take care of my kids.
When?
Well, when I'm not with you guys, man.
No, when is that? You're with us all the time.
Look, I see my girl the first Saturday of the month, and I see my little boy the last Saturday of the month.
Now, wait a minute. You have two babies and two girlfriends?
And no job.
Exactly. That's why I can't see my babies. The mother and their mothers won't let me see them until I have a job.
So then why don't you get a job?
Look, there are no jobs out there. I tried.
Oh. Look, I don't understand. I got a job. I may not have a date, but I got a job.
Dan, you're a copy boy.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I couldn't wait for a $50,000 a week job. My job pays cold, hard cash.
Danny, put your money away, okay?
That's right. Put it away, little man.
It's fine by me, man, all right? I'll be standing as tall as you once I'm standing on my wallet.
Oh. All right, look, do me a favor. How many of you in this room do not have jobs? Raise your hand, please. All right, now, while your hand is up in the air, please look down at your feet. I see some very expensive sneakers.
I'm on errands now and then.
I scuffle if I have to. I got mine for my birthday.
You should have gotten your birthday money and given it to your kids.
What am I supposed to do for sneakers, man?
Buy discount skiffs.
Oh, no. He's bugging. Not the shoes, Ben. No. Not the shoes.
You would rather keep those sneakers than feed your kids?
Copy shop shoe money is not going to take care of your kids.
Yeah, well, at least I would have made an effort.
Oh, well, now we're getting to the statistics. Now, why don't you tell everyone here about your girlfriend, Ben?
Okay. My girlfriend's pregnant, and we're getting married, and I'm getting a job.
No, that's good. Now, where do you intend to find this job, Ben?
Well, in the newspaper, the classifieds, and if I have to, the obituaries.
I know those people won't be going to work on Monday.
Let's get past that. Now, Cal, do you want a job?
Yeah, but I want one that pays well.
I understand that, but son, life doesn't work that way. I mean, you just don't stand on the corner hoping for people to come by and say, is anybody here with two kids and two girlfriends wants $55,000 a week? Now, what can you do?
I don't know what I can do. I don't know how to do anything. I had a job at the supermarket. It paid minimum wage, and they treated me like I was at the bottom of the pile, and that's where I was going to stay. I don't want to be a statistic.
Okay, you don't know how to do anything. And I'm telling you that what you've got to do now is you've got to learn how to want to be something.
How?
You pick.
Pick? That's all I have to do is pick?
Pick! That's all. I mean, the second thing you do after you pick is figure out if that's really what you want to do, what you want to be. And then the next thing you do is go out and find out how to become that.
No, that's easy for you to say. Dr. Huxtable, you're a doctor.
I hate to tell you this, man, but I'm not the issue. I have a job. Don't throw it this way. It belongs in your court, son. I'm trying to help you to think. Now pick. What would you like to be?
I want to be a lab technician.
Great. And you just happen to know a person who's in medicine.
You're going to give me a job?
No, I'm not going to give you a job. What kind of business do you think I'm running? No, but I'm going to help you get started en route to becoming one.
Fine. You helped Cal, Dr. Huxtable. But what about me?
Well, what about you? Come on, tell me. What do you want to be?
A wild animal trainer.
Don't you go out to the zoo? First thing in the morning. Go in the cage. You understand me? And then you dance around. And if they don't eat you up, then that's what you... Anybody here seriously want to talk about what they want to become? Yes, sir.
I'd like to be a singer.
Now wait. We're on to something here that I think I can handle. Now, if you want to be a singer, then you take lessons. Have you taken lessons?
Yes, sir. I have taken lessons.
You've taken lessons. And none of your friends know anything about these lessons you've taken.
Garage.
Then you wouldn't be embarrassed to sing for us.
No.
Not at all.
Go ahead, do your very well.
I can tell you how I feel for you. And all the things that I could do to show you the love I have is true. There are many words that I could say, some melodies that I'd like to play, and this will show you the love I have is true.
Now, there we have, in this room, is the only person who right now can go out on the street corner and wait for somebody to come by and get it.
That's our seminar for today, man. And it seems like things perked up once I left the room.
Well, no, we're just really getting warmed up now. And if we could have more time, it would be wonderful.
Okay. I'll see if I can move the four women only group to room 203 then.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I want to tell you is, see, now that we...
Oh!
I thought I told you kids to put that thing on the muted. Hey, listen. Dad, did Claire come in? Well, what about Olivia? Did you send Marlon home? Oh, you're on the 20th level.
Yeah.
Watch out behind you. There's squirrels behind you.
Squirrel of death. Oh, watch this, man.
Got it.
Die, squirrel. That's the last nut you'll ever steal.